But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Well, greetings to you today. This is Steve Clark, and this is day 6 in our study of James chapter 1. We'll finish up tomorrow. And this section that I just read is verses 22 through 25, and I would say it's a very important chapter, or an important part of this chapter, important part of the Bible that we should really understand and we should really put to practice, because there's a lot of things here that will be a blessing to us in our lives. And I don't know if you've noticed in the book of James, but it parallels a lot, or there's a lot of similarities between the book of James and the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus spoke there in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. And there's a section here that's similar that we just looked at, and we'll look at that in a few minutes here in Matthew. But what we're looking at here today is a person that is a doer and not just a hearer, somebody who does the Word of God. And this isn't just a one-time doing, but this is a doer, somebody who is doing the Word of God and obeying the Word of God continually. And that doesn't mean that you'd never sin, you never make a mistake, but this is the pattern of your life, is that you are a doer of God's Word and not just a hearer. It's good to hear, but it's not just good to hear and not be a doer. If you hear and you're not a doer, in this section it says you're actually deceiving yourselves. Verse 22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If you are only a hearer, and it means there's self-deception there. You understand things, you hear things, but you're not practicing those things that the Bible is talking about. You are only a hearer of the word, and that doesn't mean that you don't ever do anything, but it's not your continual mode of life to do what God's word says. And that's self-deception, and that's one of the most dangerous forms of darkness there is self-deception. It goes on in verse 23 and says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. So if we're only a hearer of the word, it's like looking into a mirror and you see your face, and maybe your face is has some dirt on it. It has some grease or some black, marks or some dirt, and you look at it and you think, I should really do something about that dirt on my face. But then instead of washing your face, you just go your way and you forget what your face looked like. And that's the comparison that he's giving here of being a doer, or being only a hearer and not a doer. You see the mar there, you see the dirt on your face, but you are not wanting to do anything about it. Maybe you're too lazy, maybe you just, you don't feel like doing it, so you don't do it. And so that's the comparison there here. Let's go over to Matthew now and look at what Jesus said about being a doer and not just a hearer. Matthew chapter 7, this is the end of the Sermon on the Mount. But it says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? But then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a man which built his house upon a rock. So this is a man that heard the sayings. He's a hearer, but he's not just a hearer, he's a doer. And he's like the man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, so here he's a hearer only, he's not a doer, is shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. So this was a hearer only, not a doer. He built his house. He put a lot of labor into it, into his house, but he didn't build it on the right foundation. He didn't build it upon the rock. He was a hearer of the word, but not a doer. He didn't build this house upon the rock. And notice the storms that came, the winds that blew. They both were the same. It doesn't say one was stronger than the other or one was different than the other. They were both the same. And this is what we were looking at earlier this week in the trials. We all have trials that come into our lives. We all have difficulties. We all have problems. There's things that happen. But if our house is built upon the rock, the house is going to stand. But if our house is built upon the sand, it's not going to stand. It's going to fall. And that's what James is talking about here. He's saying that if we're only a hearer and we go and not a doer and we go with our way, and we forget what manner of man we were, we're deceiving our own selves and our, as it says there in Matthew, our house isn't going to stand. Those are Jesus' words. You know, and it's not only just in the New Testament too, it's in the Old Testament, an interesting passage here in Ezekiel chapter 33, starting with verse 30, it says, also thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that came forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee, as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. And so here's an example in the book of Ezekiel of the very same thing, being hearers of the word, but not doers of the word. And it's as Jesus said there, he said that in the judgment, he says, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew them, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And that's what it said there in Ezekiel. They didn't want to depart from their covetousness. They didn't want to obey the word of God. They thought it sounded good, but they just didn't want to obey it. So my challenge here this morning to us is that we be doers of the word and not just hearers, because it's deceiving. And our last verse for today, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So we have a couple things here that I want to point out. Whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, this is talking about the word of God, and that there is liberty in doing the word of God. It's the perfect law of liberty. This isn't talking about a specific version of the Bible, like some people would claim, that it's King James only. But the Word of God is the original word in that the New Testament would have been written in, would have been the King James. The Greek, biblical Greek, which is not even a spoken language today. But Jesus never spoke in his time here on the earth. He never spoke in King James English. He spoke in Greek or Aramaic or Hebrew, and not exactly sure, but it wasn't in English at all. But this is talking about the perfect law of liberty, the Word of God. And the Word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And so if you continue in the Word of God, and, you know, if you're a German speaker and you understand German better than you do English, well, praise God, read the Bible in German or Spanish or Chinese. It's God's Word preserved for us in many different languages and many different versions. So you being not a forgetful hearer, okay, it says, whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. This is someone who continues in the Word of God, not just one time, not just reads it once in a while, but you're in the Word of God. You're continuing in the Word of God. You're obeying the Word of God. You're following it. You're listening to it, hearing it, and doing it. This man shall be blessed in his deed, it says. And notice the difference between the one that just hears the Word of God and goes his own way, and this one here who continues in the Word of God and not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. And so this is a promise here that you will be blessed in your deed. And I can say God has blessed me a lot in my life, and because of knowing God's Word or reading God's Word, doing God's Word, and that's the way I want to live my life, and I hope that is for you too. So God bless you today. Thanks for calling in, and Lord willing, we'll finish up next time.